This roller coaster ride of a season is nearing the station, but not without a few more loop-de-loops. With finale night looming, who will join the jury and who will secure their spot in the final three? We'll find out soon enough. But first, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Of love. Cheers.
Cheers.
To the second, what did you say?
Second to last episode. Just the two of us tonight, and you make me want to bust out some disco moves.
Blood roller coaster.
Wait, what are the disco moves? Here we go.
And like this. What? Maybe we should just do this for the whole hour.
No matter what song it is,
this is how I will do it.
Really? Oh, okay.
Every single time. Luckily, I'm the only person in the frame. Good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McClay. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Big Brother After Show. This season is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it is.
So we'll certainly dive in very shortly. But first, I wanted to introduce my final two, Jessica Williams.
Hey, guys.
We made a final two.
Yeah.
That was kind of a bad...
I was confused, but
that
it's
was
okay.
A little bit.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
We're
I'm
going
Jessica
to the
Williams.
End together.
Yes. We are at the end together.
We're at
clearly.
The end together.
Clearly.
We've evicted everybody else.
Yes,
Morgan was evicted. Charles was evicted.
And now... They,
every, and all the guests that we've had were evicted
all
as well.
All evicted. So, yeah, we're the final two. Yeah. It's like Survivor up in this piece.
Well, before we get started with this episode, I was so sorry that I did miss you guys for the double.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was so good. So good last week. So much to talk about. Such a full show.
Yeah, yeah.
Double eviction was wild, crazy. And now we basically have a double eviction tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, like between last night and tonight.
It feels
I love
very
it. I love
like
this fast pace.
Yeah.
But we said this before with Celebrity Big Brother. We love how quicker
yes.
it is. So yeah.
I think it does. It makes the game a lot more fun and I feel like you're much more focused. But we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
So it goes without saying, obviously, here's my rant, that we are covering tonight's show. So if you are on the West Coast, please, you know, GTFO. And then
go
you know when
gr-
you
drink.
Yeah when you find yeah go find a drink and just come back when you're
and
done
say cheers.
So the final three is locked, but how
yes.
will the jury vote Ooh. In each final two scenario?
Ooh.
We'll be breaking down
like
our
that.
Predictions later
mm-hmm.
in the show, so stay with us. But first, let's talk about this amazing company that we work for, AfterBuzz TV.
Yes, let me tell you about AfterBuzz, because it is our network that produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas to reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there's
oh,
a network
sci-fi.
Yes, for everyone, and we work hard to deliver for our fans. But we need your help, because we're asking you to please subscribe to one or more, preferably more, of our YouTube channels.
Several
By
more.
Subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you will help AfterBuzz continue to grow and be fabulous. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't worry, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now, and for this channel, for Big Brother channel, for the, we're on the reality channel.
Yeah, The Voice,
the
American
Voice.
Idol,
oh my God.
Dancing with
all
the Stars.
All the dance shows,
yes.
World of Dance,
So You
love
Think You Can
those.
Dance.
Yes.
You're on So You Think You Can Dance.
Yeah, we just ended this week. It's so good. All the shows. Hit that subscribe button and let us know that you did. Leave a comment under our video. Therefore, we will shout you out, give you a little shout out on air. And thank you so much for being the best fans as we try to be the ESPN of TV talk just for you.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
We do. We really do.
Yeah.
I feel that way. I was just saying that, like, I don't know if I do, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. So last night Sam was evicted and JC won. Let's just get that out of the way.
Yes.
So we'll get to what happened tonight in a minute, but first, let me get started with talking about Sam finally getting evicted from this house. Do you think that it was the right move for the house to target Sam first? Given that now we know, I mean, obviously you wouldn't have known
right.
that, but because mm-hmm. then JC won the HOH.
It's so cute that JC finally won something.
Yeah.
I thought that they should have gotten rid of JC and even Tyler, all the conversations that he had. JC is the only one that continuously banters him, like in reference to his relationship, or badgers him in reference to his relationship with Angela. He is all up in the mix trying to be demanding and is super annoying.
Yeah.
And is so upfront about it. He's like, I don't feel like I can trust you anymore. But Tyler is playing like this dual game of like, hardcore loyalty and then like screw over everyone that he's been loyal to. So it's kind of confusing.
Right.
It's interesting, but yeah.
Well, I feel the same way because I thought like, let's talk about their relationship for a second because mm-hmm. I feel like JC is, you know, like he's like, he hates him and then he loves him and then he campaigns for mm-hmm. him and then he talks shit about him. And you're like, where do you stand with this guy? Mm-hmm. And then Tyler also plays very coy with it. So yeah. I think that's just Tyler's gameplay because I think he is a very even keel person. So I think I think he genuinely feels certain ways about people. I don't think he's like, I want to screw this person over or I don't want to go to the end with this person. I think he's just weighing his options. Whereas someone like Paul, for example, just because it's so fresh, mm-hmm. I mean, he is someone that was very calculated and like knew that, okay, these are the people that I'm working with and I'm not going to work with, whatever. I think that if Tyler, you know, had gotten to the end, had somehow made his way, say level six, say it was the opposite, say Fondue, as mm-hmm. you like to call them, yes. Fauté, the Fauté Alliance was the one that was running the house and Tyler somehow became like the JC or the Sam that was there. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you that he would have worked with them and not been like, oh, you know, like, I mean, obviously I think that he would have stayed, loyal to level six.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that he wouldn't count out his options.
No.
And I think that's what you have to do in this game. Yeah. I think really hard and especially towards the end. I mean, I wouldn't say like right now, but like when Haley was evicted, before the double eviction, maybe even when Scotty was there, I think mm-hmm. that's when you kind of have to start like, all right, I got to figure out which way is the best way for me to get to the end of this.
Yeah, and I think that's really interesting because honestly, at the beginning when Fondue, the Hive, all of them, when they were still in the house, Tyler did a really good job of walking the middle. I mean, they all thought that he was on their side. I mean, Caitlin and Bailey and Haley, I mean, they all were really convinced. He did that whole double play.
Mm-hmm.
He was a double agent before Brett was.
Right.
Before Brent was. Brent. So I love that. And I even love that you pulled up Paul in this matter. But first, let me just say that we are live in our live chat, which is so exciting, guys. We already see you guys writing. What's up, everyone? Just so you know, you can get to our live chat by going to our YouTube channel, hitting on the live feed and clicking on the live chat.
That's good. I didn't know that.
The combo. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, please ask us questions stuff because it's just the two of us. So we're just having
just
a conversation. So yeah, let us know if you have any questions or what you think. If you want to know again, like where our clothes came from or like where I get my hair done. It's Supercuts.
You don't want to know. But Paul. And it's so fascinating to me that you brought that up because I literally was thinking like, God, unfortunately, I feel like Tyler is playing Paul's game. In the sense of he's so good at the manipulation tactics mm-hmm. and so good at forging relationships and having people believe him while they are in the house.
Right.
But as soon as they leave, his jury management is very poor because people start comparing notes. And they're like, wait a minute, this guy's a pound two with who? And they realize that he's lying. And there's little shady moves that they're like, oh, yeah, you didn't have my best interest.
Right. Well, and I think that they – and, you know, it's fun to compare, especially Tyler and Paul, because of the fact that they are – vastly different people, but they do have very similarities in their gameplay, but I don't think it is I do not think that they have the same game. Mm-hmm. I think that the difference is that Paul is very like, I think Tyler sees one step ahead, but he's very even keel. If you look at what happened with Paul and Cody. I mean, Cody went after Paul and Paul like went right on the defense. Mm-hmm. Tyler is the type of guy that would kind of lean back and he'd be like, no, I mean, look at what he's been doing with JC on the live feeds recently. I mean, he's been like, JC's been like going after him, mm-hmm. saying all this stuff. And then and he's like, don't worry about it. Like, just chill out. Just calm down. Like, you got to just. And like, that's not a tactic that I don't think Paul would do. And I think that ultimately, I don't know that. And again, we'll get into this, but I don't know if Tyler will win this game. Mm-hmm. But I do think that he has a better shot than Paul did. of winning.
Yeah, and let me reframe what I said. I don't think that they have the same personalities. Right. So those personality traits are different in how they react to situations. Yeah. And I do think that Tyler is playing more strategic because he is more reserved.
Yeah.
And Paul was just kind of like, you could tell when he was lying, when he was telling the truth. I'm just saying he's playing Paul's jury game.
Yes, of course.
That
absolutely
part. I'm like,
yeah.
Ah. And that and I saw the turn because I didn't see, I couldn't predict this at the beginning because it did seem as though he was doing so well with people that were leaving. And I was like, okay, cool.
Right.
The people that left, he really didn't make promises to until the people that leave, you did.
Right.
And so, yeah, I hope that the jury, and I know we're going to talk about this later, but I do hope that the jury votes off a strategy and not their emotions.
I agree. And I do think, and I agree with what you're saying about Tyler. I do think, though, that he has this innate ability to kind of, I feel like if I were a jury member and I was thinking about if I had a final two with him, yes, I would be pissed. I would be mad. But at the same time, I don't think that he is the type of person that I'm like, oh, I can't stand him as a person. I just feel like he's a good, he seems like a genuinely good person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that would take into account. I feel like I'm just maybe saying this because I feel like I would maybe play a similar game to Tyler, but that's just really giving myself a lot of credit.
I mean, he's playing an epic game. But I mean, yeah.
I just think that if you're genuine and you're a genuine person, I think that it can really alleviate this stuff. And I go back to what Derek Levasseur said to Julie a couple weeks ago. And the fact is that like with those goodbye message, I mean, it's really true. That's the last thing that these people see before they go into the jury. And they will carry that. They will carry whatever you say till the end. And I do think it makes a difference. And I think that Tyler hasn't been, you know, angry or like he hasn't like called people out like Brent and Angela. Brent and Angela.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway, but it was funny because speaking of Tyler, I thought I saw this that he was on the live feeds. He was in the house last night, and I think we actually pulled the tweet from it was from Big Brother Daily.
Oh, good.
Let's see if we have it. Here we go. So Tyler said, "Good thing I wasn't on Over the Top. That would have sucked." Angela, how was that season, Tyler? It was pretty good. It was different though. I know the girl that won and her sister, and I saw them at finals and ran into them in San Diego. We became friends. There you have it, everybody.
Cool.
Whoever said that Morgan wasn't friends or like, oh, they've got something CBS.
That's so
da,
cool.
da, da. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, he's like, yeah. So Morgan.
Yeah, so Morgan and Alex, they obviously know him. We've seen photos of them.
But why did he say that would suck?
I think I really wanted to get Alex or Morgan, wherever in the world either of them are.
Let us know, guys.
But I wanted to ask them what they thought of this. But I do think that what I interpreted that as is that, you know, it wasn't like a full season.
Right.
And it didn't even last that long, you
know?
It
didn't. And it was hard to watch. Like, I watched that season. I watched every season of this show. But what was challenging is that it forced you to watch the live feeds.
Yeah.
And they didn't give the good recaps. They gave like 15 or like 30 minute recaps, but you're unsatisfied. I don't have time all of my day to live on the live feeds.
Right.
And so it was hard to know what was happening.
And it was hard.
So
it was hard to get to. You had to pay for the service. Mm-hmm. It wasn't on basic, you know, television.
Okay,
network broadcast television. It was harder to get to, and I will say that I think everyone on OTT would do obviously great in a regular season.
Yeah, and it sucks they didn't get the same exposure
than
TV. But just talking about exposure, we have so much chitter to chat.
Yeah, what's going on?
Danjanus says, "Love y'all." We love you too.
Yeah,
thank you
right
so
back
much.
At
you. Joseph Bozo says that he doesn't think that it was the right move for JC to leave. I'm sorry, for Sam to leave over JC.
Yes.
He thinks that JC should have
Joseph,
left.
Joseph, why? I know you're very active. Tell us why
yes.
you think that.
Yes. And let's see. Alex says, I remember him saying he didn't need Bailey's vote to win. And I believe that was Tyler. Bailey's vote to win. I don't remember when that happened, but Alex,
okay,
when did that happen?
Wait, we're going to get into that because I have a little game that I want to play with you later.
Ooh,
so
yeah.
I definitely want to talk about that, though.
Love that.
So,
yeah.
But I do want to go back to Sam for a second. Do you think that Sam would have won HOH like JC did if she would have stayed?
Absolutely not.
Because of the competition or because...
I don't know what happens in her mind. Like when it's time to activate thoughts and like getting things done, it like she shuts down. I don't understand how in every single time comp she maxes out and she sits there so hopeful. She's like, maybe I beat your time. It's like, no, girl, you didn't.
Well, I mean, she was so concerned about them feeding the fish. Like she works at SeaWorld or something. And you're like, what is
Pack my stuff up nicely. Yeah. You know?
Did she ever, do you feel like she ever played the game?
No.
No.
I think, I mean, let's just rewind because Sam did. Someone reminded me, I think they tweeted me or something. Sam did win a comp. She won an HOH. She was an HOH. And I believe that that was a defining moment for her because she literally showed us what she cared about. She wanted to put Caitlin and Haley up because they were flirty girls. And she wanted to bring everyone into the HOH to say, don't come and talk to me. Yeah. I don't want that type of environment. My mind isn't changed. Like, she is... She showed her crazy during her week of HOH, unfortunately, and that stigma has stayed. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't think that she, I think they should have kept her because she's not going to win nothing.
Yeah, I agree. And I think,
point blank.
You know, it's interesting because I think Sam, you know, I feel a little bad for her because I think that she is very confident in a lot of ways. And in other ways, she's just not. And I think that she was so threatened by Caitlin and Haley and Angela and girls that got the guy's attention. I mean, and even I saw a tweet of someone that somebody posted like a while ago. I don't remember where it was or who posted or anything, but it was pictures of like Angela and Haley and then pictures of Sam that people had found just like online. And she looks beautiful. I mean, she's like a gorgeous girl. When she's done up and she really like... And someone made the same comment that I'm making. And it's like, I just feel bad that she feels like she has to go after these girls that are like, you know, that she believes are, you know, more generically prettier or whatever, that, you know, kind of are a little bit more confident when it comes to talking to guys or being with, you know, like, I don't know, I guess that. Basically, it's just interesting. I just thought it was weird.
I don't know. I feel like it's a balance because you can't on one side, you know, like put yourself in a category of like, oh, I'm just a form girl. I don't like to show my body. I don't like to flirt with guys. And you put such a heavy stigma on someone who's just naturally in their skin. Mm-hmm. But then the first chance you get, Fessy's in the room. She's like on top of him. I know. Like, pounced him.
Well, I know. That's what made me think it's like not a cry for help, but you know, I mean, she's obviously.
I just think that she's super judgmental. And she shouldn't.
I just don't. I don't think it's judgment. I don't know that it's judgment.
I just feel like a girl who sits back and is like, like someone who's living their life being normal. Like Haley is not overtly sexual.
No,
she is
not
a flirt. She's not all of those things. But to target her because she's like, oh, because you have the guy's attention or you touch their hair. Mm-hmm. I just feel like there is something wrong with her personally, but I don't feel bad. It's so hard.
I do kind of.
I felt bad when she was a robot.
Yeah.
But
I'm a robot.
When you're so judgmental, and she's like really crazy. Like, let's not act like she's not. When she said, by the way, I wanted Haley to win the power of veto because I wanted to see Sam do all of those things, all of those words she spouted out inside of confessional.
Even Zingbot called her crazy. Yes. You know that she's crazy. But you don't call someone who's crazy, crazy. Let's just put it out there. Don't do that. But what do you think the best... Okay, Sam had an exit interview, and she said what her best game move was. What do you think her best game move was if you had to say one? Because her answer will surprise you. I'm telling you that.
Her best game move. Okay, so I guess
this is like amazing now that I'm looking at it again.
I would say her best game move, and I don't even think it was a game move, but what helped her game the best is being like the maid and the cook, like doing all the house, you know, hold things that people didn't want to do.
It was so non-threatening.
Yeah, and like everyone loved
that. Diffused any sort of animosity toward her. Yeah,
like that I think is good, and then how badly she sucked at the comps.
Okay, here was Sam's, what she thought was her best game move. She said, my best move in the game was giving Bailey my vote, even though Tyler told me not to vote for her. It was best because Bailey is awesome, and I made up my own mind. I didn't vote the way Tyler wanted me to. I voted how I wanted and disregarded all consequences. That was her best move. Do you want to know her worst? What she thinks her worst move was?
Oh, can we guess the worst move?
Yeah, you guess first.
Her worst move was being crazy. Like, literally, her worst move was that speech that she gave to Haley and Caitlin.
Yeah.
And then the speech that she gave to HOA. There's so many.
Yeah, I know.
She told everyone to let her win the one of the...
The hacker.
The hacker.
That was so good. Okay, but that was guys. Like, if she, like... I think that if, like, Tyler would have done that, it would have been, people would have been like, okay. Like, I mean, yeah. I really think that if the right person had done that, it would have worked out. But it was just because, but again, you're like, okay, this girl's crazy. We're not going to put her up because everybody thinks she's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so and true. Same with Brett. I feel like they're both, you know, we can get into that later. But, like, Brett is, like, I've been saying all season, is such a false target. He paints himself to be like a target, and then he's just like all steam.
He's good at camouflaging.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, well, she said, so this isn't that bad. But so she said, my worst move was making an alliance with Tyler on day 3 before I knew what I was getting myself into. Well, that's because you didn't watch any of the show ever.
First of all, that was her best move.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Thinking about it. Tyler is the one who kept her safe for like a really long time. So even in her confessionals, she was like, I don't think I can trust Tyler anymore. I feel stupid. No, you should thank him, give him a hug, give him all of those praises because he kept her around.
Buy him some Sizzler after this or whatever.
Wait, speaking of like buying something, I was dead last night when after JC won and Julie was like, What do you want? And he was like, champagne, 8 bottles. I was like, yes, I love champagne. I want to party with JC.
But whatever he said before that, I was indistinguishable. That was funny. Because he said something else. I know what he said.
He said, please give me protein bars. He says, nothing with
protein
sugar.
Bars.
Only protein bars, please. I can.
Well,
I can
they didn't have the subtitles.
Lingo. Right.
So again, I mean, everything. Apparently, everything that JC ever says needs subtitles, which is ridiculous. Okay, so as you brought up, JC won HOH. I was like so elated only because I didn't want, you know, level 6 to just, or whatever, level whatever, to steamroll all the way to the end because not that I don't like level 6 because I really don't mind them. I think they're a great alliance. They've obviously just like killed it, but I do think that it's so boring to watch. I mean, what are you really going to tune in for? Okay, here we go. Let's go. I mean, really?
Let's go.
So the competition last night, the JC won, was a very famous Big Brother competition. It was called What the Bleep. Let's remind our viewers what the bleeps were.
It's so good because it literally sounds like cuss words.
They do such a good job.
And by the way, I like to play along and I would have won this HOA.
Really?
I would have, yes. There it is.
I just had a vision. You're supposed to me off.
I'm so excited to each and every one of you. Have an amazing summer.
Yeah. Out of the 5 people that could have gone up, you weren't.
Oh, look at her.
That would have been me. So I found that to be really...
It's like Ghost of Christmas Past.
Rachel, I have nominated you because we haven't really very much, but I know that you're a great girl.
Last week, Tyler Bailey and asked Angela to be backdoored.
Tyler?
Who would you like to in this game? Probably yourself.
Probably yourself. That's the best one.
That one, I was like, okay.
Probably yourself.
No, but most of them got it wrong. It was like, who would you trust in this house? Probably yourself. Clearly, she wouldn't say that.
Yeah, no,
that was
no,
just
no.
such a damn
what
giveaway.
What did she say, though?
She said, who would you empower? The world word was empower.
Who would you empower?
But yeah, they said trust. Come on, people. By the way, I'm like cracking up in the chat. You guys are so lit. Serenity said, in all capital letters, by the way, Tyler.
She's yelling at us. Stop yelling at us.
She's yelling, but wait for it. Tyler sucks. And she says, stop the weird obsession.
All these people have been saying that we're obsessed with Tyler.
You know, it's not... Let me just try to break it down for like half a second.
Yeah.
It's not an obsession with him. It is his gameplay. Like, season to season, there are people that try to play good games. They try to make big moves like Swaggy did. Yeah. And it doesn't go well. Tyler has played a very calculated and strategic game, both on the social, both on the actual gameplay. And that weird combination and how he's able to...
disperse those interpersonal skills.
Yeah.
So people trust him and he's like running the house, but he's not getting any blood. And then he finally had to get blood. Like, come on, this is good gameplay.
Yeah.
It just is.
You just
Sorry.
Have to recognize.
Wake up.
And you know, it's like, and I mean, this is what you see in Big Brother fandom every single year. People are so mad that their favorites go. And I am too. I mean, I loved mm-hmm. Haley. I
oh,
thought
me too.
I like
she,
yeah, I love oh, oh, you did? Oh wait, oh, Morgan didn't like Haley. No, I mean I liked Haley. I liked Bailey
oh,
a
love
lot.
Bailey, yeah.
I liked, you know, I mean I'm trying to think.
I even like
wise.
The exorcist side of her.
Yeah, yeah. I mean
yeah, just
and,
do it. Bite that lip, girl. Yeah. Keep talking.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, ultimately those people end up, you know, for whatever reason, if it were the other side of the house, I mean, had things gone differently, you have to be able to like say, all right, you've got to recognize game where you what you're just saying. And I think that that's mm-hmm. where the jury always ends up messing this up.
Yes.
Not always, but it's very interesting.
In the latter
the way that,
years,
the
yeah.
way that they do this is very interesting because it is all about jury management, which is crazy. Anyway, we'll get
well,
into that.
Let me just say a little fun fact. I want to throw back for a second. It's Thursday, right? Throwback Thursday.
Yes.
In like the first three seasons of Big Brother, they allowed for the house guests that got voted out to vote, but it was all of the house guests. There was no sequester and there was no jury vote. And so everyone could go home, watch the episodes,
like,
and come back and
Celebrity Big
vote.
Brother, I mean, if you've been watching recently.
True. But it was the most frustrating thing, and I didn't realize the impact of that process until season three, when Danielle was in the final two, and she is so freaking good, she should have won that. She didn't. After that season, they changed it, because people were mad, because
yeah.
they went home and saw how she
yeah.
played her,
mm-hmm.
them, and it was amazing. It was
yeah.
epic how she did it.
Yeah, and I will say, I did like Tyler from the beginning. Mm-hmm. I liked when he, I mean, I thought he was good when he came into the house, and I actually liked Angela. I mean, I didn't like,
did?
I used to like her. I liked her, I like her a lot more now, but
yeah,
I liked
she appeared.
Angela.
She wasn't,
yeah.
know, she was like
she was like the refrigerator.
Yeah, like what?
Or, I don't know. And I've always liked Casey too, and Jay. I mean, I've really liked this cast, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that it was a matter of time. I really didn't like the fact that level six was just kind of like blowing through everybody. That's
mm-hmm.
what I didn't like. And I think that was frustrating to people because, like, if it would have been a war back and forth, like one goes, that would have been so amazing. But you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my rant about that. So let's like throw this out there. So
yes.
Casey wins the veto.
Mm-hmm.
Once I mean, shocker. Who's surprised by that?
I'm sorry. Can she just like? I just want them to give her a crown.
Yeah.
She is the baddest, like, veto champion,
yeah.
like, ever. She's a veto queen.
She's amazing.
Fifth and last one in so many consecutively.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Amazing. And I just, and then she has the lovely task of deciding which of her allies goes home. Why don't you tell everybody what happened, and do you think that she made the right choice?
Okay. So, in this HOH... JC won, as we know, but in this veto and who's nominated, it really doesn't matter who's nominated because it's whoever wins the veto, they hold the power. They are safe and they single-handedly gets to choose who they send out. So it was such a crucial veto. Veto Queen pulls through, Casey wins, and she has to decide. Now, I was very shocked with her decision because I really needed her to take a step back and to calculate it, but I think that she was just so gung-ho on her alliance with Tyler. Her final two, she wanted to honor that, but it would have been more beneficial for her to actually take Angela to the final two because Angela has so much blood on her hands. Most of the jury hates her.
Yeah.
But one thing, remember when we were watching it, though, one thing I said to you, I was like, I wonder if Casey really understands the weight that Angela holds on the hateration
mm-hmm.
in the jury house, and for good reasons, but... I don't think Casey realized, and she thinks she can win over Tyler. And
I agree. I completely agree. And I think, I mean, I guess we should just do this now because I'm just trying to figure out what sort of was going through her mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I know that she doesn't, but I want your opinion on this because I think that Casey sitting next to anyone, I think that she will win. So I think if she's sitting next to Tyler, if she's sitting next to JC,
yes.
she's going to win.
True.
So in the unlikely, and we're just going to talk about jury management for a minute here. Because
yes.
in the
so
unlikely
important.
Scenario, which I do think that it's very unlikely, because I think that it'll be Casey and Tyler that go to the final two. I think that Casey will win unless the only way that I see her not winning is if somehow the jury is like so disgusted by the fact that she brought Tyler because he's played such a good game and they recognize that. You know what I mean? Like, if there's some sort of flip in that, but because that's the only way that I can see it. Because if they're like, because if they do what if they do like the Derek and Cody, because they keep comparing themselves to Derek and Cody from season 16. If they do that, then I would be like, why would you bring Tyler over everybody else when you know that he has the most comp wins as you, he has the blah, 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 whatever. I don't know. I think it's a long shot anyway. So
I just want to reply to that, because that's interesting to me, because I don't know if they would be disgusted that she brought Tyler. I think that they would honestly be more like, wow, like she could say, I had a final two with Tyler since day two. I'm someone of my word. Yeah. I stuck to it. I don't know if I could beat him, but I brought him here out of loyalty.
Yeah.
So I do think that.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I wouldn't say that I.
Well, I'm not sure if you could beat him, right? But it is. I mean, in that case, no, I do see the comparison with the Derek and the Cody thing, because there's no way that Cody could have beat Derek, but yet he still brought him. You know, so I think that it was very.
But see, that I don't know that it ever happened before. Like, I don't know that had ever happened before.
With the loyalty over the actual winning?
Probably not the loyalty. I'm probably wrong about this, but I was just thinking, like, I hear that a lot. Like, talking to fans, talking to my brothers, everybody knows that, like, that was the $500,000 mistake.
Yes,
I mean, people say that all the time. They talk about it constantly. And I think if this jury was super spiteful, but I think that I think this is all a very big long shot, because I think that they're going to be more upset with Tyler. I think there's more people that are upset with him.
However, and unfortunately, but you're giving them more credit for thinking process. Right. Because
look how they performed in the game. I know. Look at these people. So I want to just ask you, so if JC and Tyler are in the final two, how will the jury vote? And let's go through because we had a jury segment tonight, and we can kind of touch both of these subjects because they kind of gave their opinions.
Yeah.
So I want to go through each one of them. Let's start with Bailey. She mentioned that Casey was playing a great game. So I'm just wondering, what do you think that she would lie between a Tyler JC combo?
Bailey. I think I would love to hope in my heart that Bailey was someone that could think strategically for the winner, but she'd be like bitter boots. Like, I think that she would vote JC because she would say, like, Tyler's the reason that I'm gone.
Interesting.
And that whole thing, I mean, they blew up at each other before leaving, and so yeah, JC, 100.
Okay, so then what about Rockstar?
Rockstar did defend Tyler in the jury house tonight.
She did.
She goes, oh, well, I don't see anything against him in the game. He didn't lie to me.
She said, I knew he was gunning.
I don't know how she feels about JC. I can't remember if there's any spit or spat. I know he's super annoying to them in the house. Yeah. So I would say she may vote Tyler.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Fessy.
Fessy, I think, oh, okay, so what role did JC play in Fessy leaving? I mean, behind the scenes we know, but he didn't actually give him a sympathy
I think Fessy would choose JC. I think
Frankenstein is like a zombie that does whatever.
I think that he also thinks that JC, I mean, he doesn't know all the things, like, ha ha, I've got you, he's like, JC's
I'm the puppet master.
So I think that Fessy doesn't know all that.
True.
And I think that he would respect JC's gameplay, in the sense that he would be like, oh, well, he got me out because he didn't think he could win against me or something.
True, yeah.
He could
play to that. Yeah, Fessy and JC. Yeah.
Okay, now this is interesting. Scotty. I mean, maybe it's not that interesting.
I just realized that
it's really not.
I think that Scotty would vote for JC, perhaps, because...
Really?
Listen, in jury, he just had like this whiff of, wow, Tyler was never loyal to me. All the conversations meant nothing.
Yeah.
So after,
but he did say that he was playing a good game.
True. And I would hope, Scotty, I mean, he's someone literally walked in and walked back and battled back and battled out. I think that he's
battled back and battled forward. Yeah.
I think he's someone that would appreciate gameplay. Yeah.
Okay. And then, all right. So what about Haley then?
Haley would definitely vote for Tyler. And this is what I like about this girl. She is definitely like, I'm all about the gameplay. Mm-hmm. It sucks. I'm out. Whatever. Who's the best? So, interesting. Yeah, I like those type of
Well, you know what's interesting is that she said, she told Entertainment Weekly in her exit interview that she was rooting for JC. But that was when she was evicted. That was when it was still all the other people. So her opinion may have changed now that she's...
Because, like, I like what Haley, because I think it was Bailey that was like, oh, you know, Angela and Tyler think they're so smart. And she's like, but they kind of are. Yeah. Like, look how they're controlling the game. Yeah. Like, they kind of do that.
Well, Angela, I saw, because they do those HOH questions on the Big Brother Twitter. And she even said, she said the hardest person to see evicted was Haley, which I was really surprised about. Who said that? Angela.
Oh.
She said, it's probably, she's like... Well, I probably should say Winston because, you know, he was in Level 6 and he left way too soon. But I really, you know, Haley sort of became like my little sister. Wait, don't worry about that. Like, I know where you're going with this. But she was like, Haley became my little sister and I really, like, grew to love her. And I was really surprised by that. It really made me think more, you know, that Angela's maybe not, you know. And even tonight, you know, when Angela was evicted, you know, she really didn't seem, when she was talking to Julie, she really didn't seem like she was phased, that. Yeah. Or that
but she's strong. That's one thing, though. If you're going to get not the vindictive, rep though. About being an ice queen and a bia-bia and just, like, heartless, one thing about women like that is that you're strong and that you can, you know, sustain circumstances and just be like... I'm good with it. And she understands competition. I think it's a respect game because she talked a lot about her upbringing, which I saw her soft side when she was speaking to Tyler about, you know, her mom putting her in these competitions and their strange relationship. It was very informative her.
I thought you were talking about her and Tyler's strange relationship. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no. Her and her mom you know, sports. And she really had to persevere in life. So I kind of get the whole distant personality, you know, but
okay, sorry to be on a tangent.
So
Brett, what about Brett?
Brett, I feel Brett is a wild card to me because he was so close to JC in the house, but I feel like he would respect gameplay, but I feel like he's still it's too new.
Like,
yeah, he can't.
Can we just talk about how freaking entertaining that kid is? Like, he's so funny when he like watching the jury. I was like,
he's like crazily funny and annoying at the same damn time.
That's like the worst. That's like the worst combination. It is. I find him hysterical.
Kind of like JC. Yeah, he's like a duo. Like
but Brett in his exit interview said that he thought Sam was playing the best game. So I'm not really sure where his like if he's even all there.
Well, Theo Mac in our chat says that he thinks that JC has the smallest chance of winning.
Really?
Interesting.
I mean, but if he's up against Tyler, again, this is why we're having this conversation. I think Casey is pretty much going to win this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we can get there in a second. So what about Sam? Between JC and Tyler?
Tyler, 100%. No, it's not hard. She is loyal to Tyler. I don't know what type of voodoo that they did.
Right.
Pinky swear with blood. I don't know what happened, but she is like, I will always be there for Tyler.
I will always love you.
I will always love Tyler.
And then what? All right, so let's just switch gears very quickly because I think that we know how Angela would vote. But what about Angela Casey or Casey Tyler Angela? Casey Tyler.
What?
What would Angela do? No, sorry. I've had one beer. Casey and Tyler, if it was Casey's in the final two, what would Angela do?
I mean, you vote for Tyler. Number one, Casey evicted you.
That's a good point.
Like, come on. And then that's your boyfriend. So you want him next.
All right. Okay. Now let's move on very quickly to Chen Cheddar. Do you want to do it? You have to do it.
First off, side note, I did a little like tribute to you, Chen Cheddar, last week, and I had Charles like do it, and he was so out of breath after like one ch.
All right, well, why don't you just do it until I say gameplay production. All right, it's now time for Chen Cheddar, where we talk about things that Julie Chen has said in the press about gameplay and production. Before we get to Chen Cheddar, I'm extremely happy to report that Julie will be staying on as host of Big Brother, despite her leaving the talk, sadly, and despite other reports saying that she is not going to be here. She will remain the host at least until next fall, and she will be hosting Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother, the second cycle in the winter, and then next summer. Although the show has not been renewed yet, the Big Brother has not officially been renewed.
Right.
But Deadline release today. She said, it just said, while Big Brother hasn't been renewed officially for their 21st season by CBS, Julie's contract runs to the next edition of mid-season, runs for the next edition of mid-season spinoff Celebrity Big Brother in early 2019 and one more season of the Mothership show. Yeah. So, that being said, moving on, Entertainment Weekly asked Julie, Casey, what we've been talking about, mm-hmm. is probably Tyler's biggest competition in terms of winning this game. Do you agree? She said, I do. She has won competitions and she doesn't have any enemies. She's a big threat. Plus, she would have the same friends as Tyler on the jury. But unlike Tyler, she doesn't have multiple final two deals. Sooner or later, Tyler will have to answer to all of his final two people and explain how, why he did or did not do what he did. Mm-hmm. She also went on to say that the best move for Casey to do would be to target, which she didn't do mm-hmm. tonight, but that the best move was to target Tyler mm-hmm. and get rid of him, but make it seem like it wasn't her plan. Worst move would be targeting Tyler, though, that she also says. Mm. She would be hated and not trusted by her alliance. So, where's my last page? Will Casey get a hit from Caitlyn's third eye and take JC over Tyler if she's given the chance?
No.
No.
No, she'll stay 100% loyal. Yes. She is very loyal. Like, that's the one thing that she is and that she can hold to her credibility, what I alluded to earlier. She can say, I've been in this alliance and I have never betrayed anyone in this house. Plus, I think she can win over Tyler.
I agree.
No, I mean, JC hasn't done anything. So if you have the Fondue Alliance that's over there spinning cheese on breadsticks, you know, they may
like Fazoli.
Yeah, like they may just be like, JC. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't trust after last year and how the house was so just like crazy yeah. and voted for. Who won last
Josh.
Year? Josh. Yes. Sorry, Josh. I wanted Paul to win. Yeah. I wanted Paul to win both years. Nicole won and then Josh. Okay. Anyway, I digress. Yeah. So no. No to that.
And I agree.
I have a comment, though, just about the the Julie Chen stuff.
Yes.
It's a good thing that she will stay on, you know, to Big Brother. I don't necessarily have an opinion about what's going on with her and her husband, all of that. But it's like some people, I was reading reports and people were saying how like, oh, like her husband gave her this career mm-hmm. and all the scandal that's within the relationship, blah, blah, blah. But this show has been on for 20 years and Julie and her husband have been married for 14 years.
Right.
And so she started this show, you know, on her own as an individual. So I think that it would be a bad thing that in the framework of the Me Too movement that a woman is punished and put down and loses their job over accusations allegedly of her husband. Mm-hmm. I just think that there should be a separation. I understand why she left The Talk because that's hard. They're talking about it.
Yeah.
At The Talk, what do you talk about it.
The Talk,
so I get
talks.
That part. But we'll see. I mean,
I just can't imagine Big Brother without Julie. I really can't, and I'm just very, very happy that she's gonna remain.
And she's so saucy. She's gotten so much saucier lately. I like this new saucy Julie. And I'm not just talking about the last name. I'm talking about like her shade during the interviews is amazing. I wanted that like
even
all 20
when she was
seasons.
Like that, she's like 8 bottles of champagne.
Right. You know, she's hysterical. Like, you won one competition.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, yeah. That was so good. Yes. It's one competition.
She's like, you won one, sir.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get really quickly to Power of Tweeto.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Power of Tweeto. This is where we pull tweets from our favorite people online. And so tonight, these are all people that we know and that we love that have played in this game. Because guess what? We're down to the final three.
We're
so we need some insight.
Final three.
Dan said, in modern Big Brother, I think it's difficult to win playing a mischievous style game.
That's Machiavellian.
Oh. You know what? When I saw it earlier, I was like, that looks like mischievous.
Like mischievous.
I'm just going to go with it. Okay. What does that even mean?
Machiavellian is like, Dan played a very Machiavellian game where he kind of like, he was like holding court, but yet like, he was just playing it very manipulatively.
Okay.
So it is mischievous, essentially.
Yeah, come on. Synonyms.
I mean, I hope that's right. Someone Webster Dictionary
synonyms.
That for me.
But younger jurors seem that they are unforgiving of blindsides and their quick jury speeches. It became a tough shell. Evolve gameplay, blah, blah, blah. Basically, he's saying that younger juries, they just will not understand what it takes
right.
to win this game. Because frankly, a lot of them were not even like born or they, you know, well, they were probably born, but they were not watching the game at the age of 3.
Yes.
They
don't
know.
And
the
now
full scope.
That is true what I said, because Dan played a very Machiavellian game and people recognize that, oh my God, he he threw his own funeral.
Dan. Yes,
and then epic. Ended up staying in the house. Oh, that was so epic. Epic. So
poor
anyway,
girl.
Keep
who was
going.
The girl that he did the funeral to? She's so funny.
Oh my god! Was she Danielle too?
Yeah, Danielle. Yes, yeah. Exactly. Okay, Andy.
Poor girl.
Angela's speech just humanized her so much. I think that she just is a deeply hurt person who has a lot of walls up. Tyler's speech just melted my heart. He's a good guy. I really like him. Yeah. And the reason I chose this, because I do agree about Angela. You guys know that I was not an Angela fan at the beginning. And I'm not saying I'm a fan now. I do appreciate that when she came to play, she played. Mm. Same with Casey. When they decided that, you know what, I think I'm going to tag me in to this game, they did play well. And so you can't, I mean, come on, girls. Come on, ladies.
For strategy.
Come on,
Angela
ladies.
Had a strategy coming in. And no, nobody fight me because.
I'll fight you.
Like, seriously,
I don't think her strategy was
I think
to be
she
furniture.
Did. Yeah.
I don't think so.
She absolutely was.
I just think that she like woke up.
That first comp when she like killed it and everyone was like, okay, oh, we got it. She's got to relax. Like.
Okay.
Touché.
Sorry, touché. I don't want to keep.
Woo!
Hey, he said, jury isn't as bitter as I thought they'd be. After seeing that segment, I actually believe Tyler has a chance versus KC in the final two. He really may win.
Oh, my God.
Interesting.
I don't agree.
We don't agree.
Do not agree with that.
No.
But
I mean, interesting perspective.
He knows these people way better than we do, so
well,
I trust
for
that.
For a couple of weeks. Okay. Who's next? Who's last? Okay. Is that it?
Was that all?
Oh,
I
yeah,
think
that's it.
It. All right. I know that's
power
great.
Power of Tweeto.
I liked that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go really fast into predictions.
Okay.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, we've kind of been talking about this, but we've really sort of skated around it. I just want to know, what do you think the best case scenario is for, like, who's the final two? Who gets to choose? Who do you think chooses? Who do you think wins? Sorry, let me just rephrase this because let me just start over. Good evening. Okay. So I guess what I'm trying to say is who do you think will get to choose? Like, who will win the HOH,
okay,
basically?
Who will win the final HOH?
But there's three parts of the competition, so it's a little bit.
It is. It's a little bit hairy. Joseph Bozo said that he thinks that Casey is loyal to a fault.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I like that term. Who will win? I don't know. I don't think it's going to be JC. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. JC got his little wonder win, and good for
wonder
him.
Win.
But I don't think that he is going to. I mean, Casey and Tyler are comp beasts. Like, they fit that definition in more ways than one.
But that's why it's interesting to think about which one is going to
win.
Well,
let's break down what the final game will be. We always know that the final game is that scale.
Yeah, the scale. The mental. So it's mental.
What the people say in jury.
How well you know the jury.
Sequester.
How
well
you know the jury.
Before that, I believe it starts off with, is it a mental cop and then a physical
cop?
No,
physical then mental.
For the
It's physical for sure because it's always like them hanging on ropes and like stuff.
And then whoever wins goes straight to the third round.
Goes straight to
the,
yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait, I'm tripping. No, I'm not. I don't.
Maybe
I'm
there
confused.
Might be.
They
might be two. They might be two mental. They might be two physical, and then the mental.
I can't remember.
I can't either.
But
I can't remember what
the
second competition
scales.
Is for
the
life
second
of me.
One.
I definitely know. Remember when they're like getting, they're like holding onto things and they're getting dunked in the water, or like there's all this other
stuff.
It's
very physical. The first one, okay. Or the second one's physical. I think the first one's mental. Second one's physical. Third one's mental. I think that's what it is. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, I think that. Under pressure, I think Casey pulls through stronger than Tyler because Tyler needed to win tonight. I mean, he was saved, you know, by Casey. But Casey's just, I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
I think I'm going to go with Tyler just
prediction.
To be devil's. Well, not really just to be. I do think that Tyler, when he knows that he needs to win, will win. I think he'll win the first. I think he'll win the first round.
Oh, you think
no
he's
doubt.
Win the first
and
round.
Then I think that Casey will win the second one.
I think Casey will win the first round.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I think Tyler won the first. Casey will win the second, and then it'll be a toss up. But I think Tyler might know the jurors better than Casey.
What do you mean? Know them
better? Yeah, like in the because the scale thing. You know, I think that he knows them better than.
I don't know.
I don't know.
But Casey didn't play that beep. Oh, she did. Oh, she didn't do good at that, the bleep out competition.
Yeah. So maybe we'll see a Casey Tyler situation and it won't matter because they'll just take each other. It'd be interesting to see a JC, if JC.
Who do you want in the final two, though?
I mean, I think it's inevitable that it's I mean, for me, I think the most interesting would be Tyler and JC, because I think that would be really like, okay, I don't know we're going to win. But, you know, Swaggy did say that, and that kind of sort of sways me a little bit that a Casey-Tyler might be fun.
I think that would be the most interesting. I mean, honestly, what has JC done besides win that one pop?
Either way, I just think that like Casey and Tyler, they'd be like, oh, who cares? Like, they don't, like, who cares who wins? Like,
no, I think they will give it to KC, but I think it will be an interesting battle of words when they're pleading each other's case. But just real quick, so funny, when Casey was up there after she won her fifth veto, she's like, so fun, I'm up here with my two best friends, and between the three of us, yeah, we won 19 comps. And then it goes to JC, and he's like, what about my comp? Okay, sorry, between the four of us, y'all won 20 comps.
That great, one comp, great job.
That was so funny
too. All right, guys, well, we will be following along all week. We're watching Big Brother. We're going to be watching. It's Sunday night. Wednesday's the finale. I can't not believe that it's over.
After what a season.
We will have our.
Such a good. We needed this season. Oh, dear God. No,
we
did.
Really did.
After last season.
Season 20 has been incredible. Yes. So join us next Thursday for our final BB20 after show.
Yes.
Where we will have a very special guest. I didn't even tell you. I didn't even get a chance to tell you who it is.
I don't know.
So we're just going to leave it at that. It's a former winner, and they're going to be in studio. So just keep check back with us. So
yeah,
Jessica, take it away.
Love it, love it, love it. By the way, Max says that they want Casey and JC to be in the final two. Listen, keep tweeting us who you guys think should be in the final two. And yeah, I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on all social medias at Miss Jessica Williams, and on Twitter though at Miss Jessica WW, because Miss Jessica Williams is too long.
All right, that's it for us. From outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz Studios, I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. Good night.
Yeah, yes.
Our founder Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.